Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh, so very loved, especially by me, and darn sexy people. Hi! Oh, I love December. It's almost Christmas. I love getting ready for Christmas. I love getting all the presents and wrapping all the presents and shipping all the presents. And just, I love this time of year. I hope you get into the joy of giving. Yeah. Of your heart and your gifts and the happiness that you give people. And find ways to do that, guys, because there's nothing better. I'm telling you, there's nothing better. Today, after the show, I'm going to go over and spend the day with my daughter and watch some movies with her. And we're going to figure out when we can bake cookies, our Christmas cookies that we take to all the neighbors every year. And yeah, I just love this time of year. Speaking of which, I believe it's Tuesday. I believe it's the 6th that we open up my Christmas gift to you, the yearly privates. Privates for $100 for 30 minutes. So that's $50 off. Limited spaces. And first come, first serve. And I love doing that for everybody. This year, you don't have to book them in January. You can book them throughout the year, too. So, guys, I'm telling you, if you did not hear that genetics webinar, go back and listen to it. Some quite astounding information. I have a whole new understanding of genetics and our power in recreating them. And it was just an amazing webinar. And Tuesday is our predictions webinar, which is always the biggest draw of the year. And I downloaded a lot of the stuff yesterday for predictions. Pretty darn specific stuff. So today on the show, if you have a subject that you would like covered on predictions, please let me know so that I can channel whatever there is to say about it, okay? That's Tuesday night, so be there or be square. okay, so where do I begin? I was working with a fellow healer on some of my own stuff, and I knew that I had gotten close to it, but I could feel that there was an extra piece, you know, to take me over the finish line. And we started talking 20 minutes later. This is what came in. And this is what these minor little health things are about. And this is about my interaction with that director that I told you about. It's the belief, and it's for everybody, and it goes back to the time, and this is actually part of Predictions Week, that we shot off from the one energy. On your sheets, if you have the sheets, it's called in the genetic list star. When we shot off from the one energy for the first time and became a star energy on our own, this belief was born. I have to protect myself to keep me safe. Let me say that again. I have to protect myself to keep me safe. Now, guys, you know that if you have a belief that you have to protect yourself, you will have to create things to protect yourself from, whether it's health issues, issues with people at work, like the director I was working with, or your superior, or a coworker, abusive family or friends, your own power. A lot of us, oh, I can't tell you how much that comes up in the private sessions, that we have to protect ourselves from our own power. And a lot of times it's the core belief, I love you, but I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. So I love you, and I love you in your power, but your powerful self threatens me, so I can't really fully move into my power. And one of the ways I do that is to believe I have to protect myself in this life. So here's the highest claim. I am the powerful God of me who knows I am safe and secure in this world. And who is empowered to create all the desires of my heart. I am, let's just claim it right now for all of us, I am the powerful God of me who knows I am safe and secure in this world and who is, I can't read my writing, empowered. And who is empowered to create all the desires of my heart. And so it is. And then the channel added on, expect your good. Expect it, guys. Be excited about it. Be happy about it. Okay? Expect all your good. So we claim the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light around all of this. And so it is. This is really big. I want everybody to hear that. This will blow open things for you if you embrace it and claim it. Okay? Nothing to protect yourself from, only to use your power of the God that you are to create the desires of your heart. Woohoo and yippee, huh? Okay, are we adding anything else now? Because that expect your good came in right before the show. So I can go to the calls. Okay, again, have your question ready, please. And there is a subject you would like me to cover on the webinar on Tuesday night. Please let me know. I'm sure I've probably got most of them, but okay, here we go. Susan, hold on. I got to get you on. Okay, you got a testimonial, huh?
Yes, I have a wonderful testimonial and an endorsement for you and for the shift. Even though I was unable to attend the first one, I listened to the I
replay.
Love it. Anyway, here's my testimonial. So, Friday and Saturday, I had cold water. So I had to call the water company on Saturday, and they were not there. So I called I have insurance for a water line in my house.
Uh-huh.
I called that, and they set an appointment to come out that day. Then I have a roommate, and I have the best roommate in the whole world. He's a wonderful man. He's just a great roommate. He is, however, Catholic, and he has a limited belief system. He does not believe in creation the way we do. So when I told him, the man was coming out, he goes, well, I hope it doesn't last. I hope we're not without water for a few days. I said, stop right now. Just stop. I said, please allow me to do the work. I don't want to hear any. He was being very negative. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. So he stopped, and I went upstairs. I called Salita, my friend, our lovely
uh-huh.
friend, and
yes.
she and I together got me rebalanced. Two more together gathered. I got rebalanced, and I said, okay, here's what I want. This is my desire. I have water, hot and cold, running in my house now. So I created my house being repaired on yesterday, Saturday.
Great.
So here's what happened. The man came late at night. Don, his name was. A wonderful man. Came and he fixed it all in 20 minutes. He had to go out and make some calls to the company. And my insurance covered it completely. I created hot water, everything fixed, and I didn't have to pay a dime. Your work works.
I know it does. Well, it's...
And you know what? If anybody was hesitant about going into the shift, the next one you have, my God, do it. It is awesome. It is well worth it.
My God, you guys.
I love it.
The next one is this Wednesday, and it's all about the religious messages we've gotten and how they are holding us back. And it is crazy, some of this
stuff. Can anybody still join the shift?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. If anybody wants to join, my goodness, I would highly recommend it.
Well,
it really
thank
works. You.
You
guys?
Yeah.
You guys?
The first Wednesday was quite powerful, I thought. Yeah.
Well, I remember the shift from years ago. Remember when you did it with Jared here? And it was awesome then, so I knew I wanted to be part of this one. And I'm so glad that you offered me and gave me you helped me get that. And thank you so very much. I love you so much. I do have one question. Remember the book that I wrote years ago, A World of All Possibilities? The one that's all flowery, the room that I showed you that was really creative, you liked?
Yes.
I'm wondering, should I publish that and, put it out? Because I am writing a book right now. I decided to write a book, messages, to my daughter, and I want to put out from my channel, but I'm thinking, should I put the other one out and publish that?
The channel is suggesting you combine the two, and I don't know what that means, but you do.
Okay. I will ask my channel because my channel will know. I'll get together with your channel. We'll get together and combine the two. Yeah, I love
peruse,
it. I love it. Thank you.
Peruse what that means, Susan. You'll know.
Yeah, and as far as anything for the new year, I'll have to email you because I don't have offhand any kind of question for any subject of that.
Fine.
If I come with, if I come up with one, you will be the first. No, and by the way, I'm sending you a beautiful thing for your birthday and for Christmas. So expect lovely things. I love Christmas, and I haven't sent you those pictures I wanted to, but yeah, they're coming. I love you.
Okay,
thank you so much for seeing me and talking
Susan,
to me. Bye bye.
Thank you, darling. Bye. You don't think she's very excited, do you? Contagious. Andrew, how are you, buddy?
I am wonderful. It's December. And anything you do is magic.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Boy, I'm telling you, I like this show already. I'm getting so many kudos. Feels like Christmas is here already. What can I help you with, darling?
One thing I wanted to say is you and my cousin share the same birthday.
Oh, well, lucky her. She's a Sagittarius.
Yeah, she's over in Switzerland. I had a couple of questions. One, I was trying to think of to simplify, and I'm hoping that it will be better understood because it pretty much is what it is. Because I was listening to a replay of a show where I was on with Nadia, and she was talking to me about how things, like I already have things like support there in front of me, and I was wondering, like, why is it that, like, you know, what is going on when we have those blinders when, like, there's support there, but we just don't seem to see it?
Well, there's a belief in the way, and I can give it to you right now. Support's there. She was absolutely right. And you're not letting it present itself. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 2. Okay. We're going to change the words, but the core belief is I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. We're changing it to I don't know what I want, so I can't see it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, guys, again, you create everything within you, and then the universe responds. Everything is created within you, and then the universe responds. So many times when I still work with a lot of you, you're waiting for the signs or waiting for God to tell you, or you're waiting for the person to show up and do it. You have to be in your knowing and completion within you. That's what it means to be in alignment. And then what you want shows up. And you see it right in front of you, just like Susan explained. Okay?
Okay.
I know what I want, and I see it. And that means that you see it completed within you. And you see it clearly when it's presented to you also. Okay, you said you had two questions.
The other one is what? Okay, the other question is, and this is probably simplified, what's the, you know, when there's such thing as like the being and the doing, there, like when it's like you're in the being and then there's also in the doing, because I keep hearing like just be it instead of do it. And what is, like,
okay, well, no, it's actually a marriage of the two. The being of it is what we just talked about, is being totally in alignment in your knowing that you've put your order in and it's already created. And then you take action, if there's an action to take. But you don't take action without being in alignment, because taking action, I'll give you an example from my career. To go and send out a lot of resumes and pictures to casting directors when you don't know that you're a great actor and you have the belief that they're not ready for you and they're not going to see you is pointless action, Andrew. You can understand that, right?
Yeah, no, I can understand it.
Okay, now something else is coming in, because you know you're talented, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I know I'm talented.
Okay, so It's something in the three pillars, guys, which, again, is one of the most important chapters in Born. He sees himself as talented. He sees the world. Yeah, see, but when I say, hold on, everybody balance. Oh, one of us is switched. Unswitch yourself, Andrew. You know how to do that? Make a fist and pop your eye. Okay. Everybody's balance is anybody's switch. Okay. When I say that you see all the people out there that would enhance your career that you want to work with, that you see them looking at you going, oh my God, he's so talented. We want to work with him. Bring him in. It goes to no. So they're all there, but you have a belief that they're not seeing you. And therefore, you have to create that belief in your life. Are you with me?
Yeah, no, I understand.
Okay. The big guys want you. The big guys see you. The big guys appreciate you. The big guys want to work with you. Start directing your brain to know that. What?
I'm in the right community. I'm in the right action community for that to support me, and now it's just a matter of taking the action.
You supporting you and seeing that the outside people that can enhance your career see you also. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You bet. Boy, that was great for everybody. Oh, my gosh, you guys. Everything starts within you first. Paula in California, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, baby Kate.
I have a question, but I need to set the scene first. And what you've been talking about earlier kind of fits in, and I think the three pillars are going to fit in here. It has to do with at work. They want everybody back, you know, every day, 5 days a week, instead of, you know, letting people work remotely. And I work remotely, and so it's a big issue. And so I'm just wondering,
Paula, did you work in the office before COVID?
Yes.
So why is it a big issue?
Because I'm much more efficient, and it's just a better work-life balance working remotely. I didn't realize how being at that place and, you know, having to commute and all that stuff, it becomes like a detention center. You know, I mean, that's my perspective of it.
Exactly. That good. You caught yourself.
Because
if that's the perspective that you're going to have on it, you might as well quit and go somewhere else.
That's what I'm thinking. I really want to, in my heart, I want to continue working remotely because it's just, I serve so many more people that way.
Okay.
You know,
See, when I say you really believe that's possible, I get a no. So you've got to know it's possible, that there are jobs out there that will allow you to do that, or have you had a discussion with this job?
I've had the beginning discussion with the person I work for who is totally on board with what I want, but it's the president of the school who's trying to, you know, change our contract to enforce this. And so,
I get a no on. Your job is to see the head guy getting what you're saying, understanding it, trusting you, and allowing you to have what you want. See, you've already made a judgment call about him that eliminates all those things happening.
Mm-hmm. Because that person is working with the HR to change our contract. They're in the process of doing that.
I'm telling you, it goes to no. So,
good. Okay.
So that does not have to apply to you.
Okay.
But you have to know that before anything can shift.
Yes. And this is, thank you for telling me this, because it allows me to really, really know this.
Yeah, but guys, I want you to be able to tell yourselves this. I want you, when these things come up, I want you to go, okay, well, let me look at what I'm believing here. I believe this is a fait accompli. I believe they're already doing the contracts. I believe that there's no possibility for me to do it the way I want to do it. I've got to shift those beliefs if I'm going to get what I want.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
You all know how to do this now. I don't want to be another God that you're waiting for the answer from. When I started this work, well, hold on, Paula, because this is for everybody. When I started this work, my very words were, I want a way we can heal ourselves. So I really want you all to start practicing this and then call in and go, okay, did I do everything? Is there anything I need to tweak? At least then you start seeing the power of you and opening up your own channels of information. You understand?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, and my action, I was going to, you know, go to our union, you know, just to have the conversation, to bring it to the light so that we can get what we really want.
Well, it's what you really want.
Yes,
some people
want
to go into the, yeah, some people want to go into the office. Some people want to work remotely.
Yeah,
the channel,
what people, yeah.
The channel is suggesting that if you can take in like a spreadsheet and go, look, this is why I want to work remotely. This is how many more people I can help. This is why it's more efficient for me. And guys, I'm happier working remotely, and I get more work done for you because I'm happy.
Absolutely, yep.
You know, according to the channel, they'll hear you. And
okay.
If they hear you, and for some reason, that possibility, because it is possible, doesn't come about, then you get to choose, all right, well, then I'm going to make that possibility come about somewhere else.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think that this could be something, you know, for the predictions about how, like, changing workplaces and stuff like that, you know, from the pandemic, how it really, you know, altered, you know, how people view, you know, the actual working environment, being in an office and all that kind of stuff?
Yes, but we, hold on, I've got to go to the genetics list. This page here. Huh. It's about reunion. Genetic reunion. And that's literally what we're trying to do, right? Is come back into some kind of reunion. So I will look into that subject and see what they have to say. Thank you for that. All right.
Thank
Moving
you.
On. You bet. Thanks, Paula.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Bridget in Colorado, what's up?
Oh, my gosh. Just a minute, please. Sorry. Okay, got the phone. Happy birthday. Merry Christmas. Hello
thank
to
you,
your
thank
community.
You.
Love being here. I have physical stuff. I'd like information from the channel, please.
Okay, there's
something.
One thing. There's one thing that's at the core of all of it, and it's what I talked about in the beginning of the show.
Got it.
You believe you have to protect yourself in your case, to be well.
Okay.
So if we have to protect ourselves to be well, and my mother modeled this for me, you know, she was always going to doctors, am I okay, am I okay, am I okay, and she was always okay, but she never thought she was okay. She was always afraid she wasn't okay, right? And that's kind of what they're talking about. So if you believe you have to protect yourself and your health and your wellness and your body, then you've got to create stuff to protect yourself from.
Yeah.
There's that, and then they want to give you a core belief. This page here. I'm scared to death to be here. And that's in reference to your power.
Okay.
I am scared to death to be in my full power of creation. So what's the best ways to hold us back from our powerful creation is some kind of dis-ease.
Exactly, yep. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything else, anything higher? Nope, that's it.
Thank you.
You bet.
Take care, bye-bye.
So then, guys, the positive would be I embrace and am excited about living in my power. And then the original statement, I am the powerful God of me who knows I am safe and secure in this world and who is empowered to create all the desires of my heart. That brings everything we talked about with Bridget into balance. Lori in North Carolina, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
The surgery is Wednesday, so I can't speak that clearly yet. Part of the tongue was taken out, not all, but still struggling. Okay, my question is, can you understand what I'm saying?
I can understand you perfectly.
Oh, good. Okay.
You need to hear that. You need to hear that.
Okay, thank you.
I am understood perfectly.
I am understood perfectly. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I'm really struggling after the surgery, physically and emotionally. And doing the work, but it's not holding. And I also, mostly I want to know, is there something, I can eat very little. I can only drink food. I can't eat yogurt. I can't eat. Is there something physically that is out of whack that maybe I could change, you know?
No. The channel is saying, can you love yourself enough to just give you time to rebalance?
Okay.
You're in the state of rebalancing, sweetheart.
Okay.
This was a major thing for you. Emotionally, psychologically, and physically. You're doing everything right. You could spend more time going to your love place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, I could.
Uh-huh. Because you see, you can't feel the despair that you're feeling, and that's the highest word I'm getting. You can't feel the despair when you are in your love place and experiencing love. So
yeah,
you
want to
love your body and love health and love clear speech and love eating.
Okay.
Love the things you want, guys. You know this principle. But when I say there's anything else for you to get into alignment, you're doing everything right. You just have to be patient with you while you rebalance.
Okay, good.
Okay?
Okay, great.
All
and,
right.
And I'm just going to be – I want to advocate for the Shift Network course. It's fantastic. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Big thumbs up for that, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good for you. that you brought yourself through this with such positivity and dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working at it, so thank you.
Acknowledge. Yeah. Acknowledge yourself. It's
okay.
Important to acknowledge
okay.
yourself. Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, great.
Brian, what is up, dude?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm
good.
Doing. What's up with
good.
You?
Good. Well, you know, it's funny how things always tie together on this show, because everything I wanted to bring up harkens back to what you said at the beginning, what some of the
Shocker.
Other callers said, what you said. Right, exactly. So I have been doing my affirmations, doing my talks, evaluating what my belief systems are, still finding that something seems to be holding me back. I don't know if there's a deep-rooted core belief that I need to shed light on and exhume.
Is it about money, Brian? Is it about money?
What?
Is
Absolutely.
It about, okay. Let's just cut to the chase, because they kept yelling, money! It's about money! Okay.
Absolutely.
And there is a core belief, this page. Yeah, okay. Brian, it's the core belief I can never be God. So who creates your money?
I do.
Yeah, but you don't believe that.
Yeah, I've probably been putting it off a little bit. Okay.
You're waiting for it
yeah.
to come to you. You're waiting for somebody to deliver it to you through a job or some. You have to know within you that you literally are the frequency of money. So I want you to go to your love place. Everybody, go to your love place and feel into your love place. Just feel that love. Yeah, that's what money feels like. And you're the powerful God of you that creates it. It's already created within you, within your vibration. And now we're going to send that signal out into the universe. Hey, universe, I am money. Come on, match it. Come on, baby. Okay? Now, is that what you've been doing?
Not to that extent, but yes. So I want to know, is there anything else?
Be more specific. Is there anything else
okay.
around what?
Well, in like as far as any other kind of deep-rooted belief, because I've been telling myself I am the powerful God that is the vibration of money.
Yeah, but you got to feel
itself.
It. You got to feel it, Brian.
Yeah.
Feeling
okay.
is more important than the words. But we're going to the life sure. subjects here. Okay, we're going to divine right destiny. And the channel wants you all to know that your divine right destiny is to get everything you want. Your divine right destiny is to be the powerful God of you that creates everything you want. You are supposed to have all the money you want. You're supposed to have the health that you want. You're supposed to have the relationships that you desire. This is your destiny, and you've got to seize and embrace and own your own destiny, which is being the frequency of everything you want. And then it's a true statement that there's nothing else.
Got it.
Okay. So your great opportunity now, Brian, is to spend time going within and feeling the love and the power that you are.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. Yep.
I know you can. I know you can. All right, buddy. Great to hear from you.
All right.
Miss Susie in Texas, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby Kate.
Okay.
Okay, I love the holidays too. Just so you know, there. My question is, we have lights going out a lot in our home, like they're burning out constantly.
Somebody's trying to get a hold of you from the other side.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, because it started with the computer going out and then all the lights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is your mother still here?
She is, but I'm
then
feeling like it might be her mother. Yeah,
yeah,
it's my grandmother.
Yeah. Yep. It's the maternal grandmother. Were you close to her? Oh, I got chills all over me. You were close to her. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like crying. Yeah.
It's like, Susie, I'm right here. Will you talk to me? Will you wake up? Wait, come on. I'm here to work with you. I'm here to be with you. You know?
Okay. I'm feeling very tearful. Yeah.
Well, sure, because your heart's opening up around somebody you love. You know?
I love her, and I've been talking with her and working with her for a long time, and I feel like she's wanting to connect much more, like, clearly, and I feel like I'm blocking it a bit.
Well, you're just afraid.
Okay.
You're afraid. I mean, actually, what I'm hearing is, and I don't get this very often, that she's wanting to and able to appear to you, not, I want to say in a physical form, but like in a hologram.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, and so she's taking you baby steps with these lights and everything. This is absolutely the highest understanding. We're both balanced. Anybody switched? Yep. This is the highest information and understanding. So I would just say, you know, Grandma always loved me. We were always close. She's always here to take care of me and support me and love me. So I trust her. If she wants to come through, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Grandma.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm going to really open my heart up to this, because I have a friend that also passed years ago that keeps wanting to connect more with me, and so I'm working to open up.
That's a true statement. And you are able to do that. There's not a lot of people that can.
Yeah,
Susie.
I'm very clear on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Woo! How exciting, huh?
Oh, my God. That's super exciting. Thank you so much.
You bet, baby cakes. All right, Jean in California, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
So I guess I have two things. I had a private with you about my family's cottage and writing a letter. And I went back to the letter, which I had drafted, and I have this big pit in my stomach about even sending it.
Yes,
and
you're not in alignment.
I don't know what that's about.
Well,
okay.
It's your fear. What if I do it and it doesn't work?
Yeah.
What if I do it and they get more pissed off? What if I do it? See, you can't live in what if land if you're going to create what you want, guys. You have to live in I know land. So,
okay.
So is this a loving letter? Did you write it in love?
Not sure. Probably not. It feels more passive than loving. Yeah,
see,
it feels more passive than loving.
Well, that's not what we talked about.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. And that's why you're feeling resistance in sending it. So go back and write it from the perspective of love.
Okay,
and then put all your love into it, and then see them receiving it with love, and then you will feel okay about sending the letter.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, I have another question.
Okay.
So I have actually dread the holidays, and I wasn't always like this. And so I don't know what's happened.
Well, you've become estranged from your family.
Yeah.
Holidays, for most of us, mean family.
Right.
Okay. So, again, coming from love, what can you send each person in your family? What can you give?
Yeah, they don't even acknowledge me, so it feels like I'm
I didn't ask
really,
you that. I didn't.
Well, no.
See, you stopped yourself right there.
I know.
They do not have to acknowledge you for you to send them a small gift of love.
Okay.
See, guys, what we're talking about here is allowing other people to define who we are and what we do, which limits us. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay, stop it.
All right, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Come on. Rise
Thank
above
you. Love
it,
you.
Gina.
Love you very
rise,
much.
Rise above your old self. This is your opportunity. Okay?
Thank
I love you too. You bet. All right, Tammy, we got time for one more. Make it quick.
Okay.
How are you, baby?
A little emotional, unexpectedly. The genetics was awesome, and this call is awesome.
Thank you.
Because it speaks to so many things that I want to talk about. I have been doing work. I feel like I'm very, very close. You've done a
okay,
favor
stop
with me.
Right there. Stop right there, Tammy. When we say, I am close, that is a direction to the energy to keep us close, not there. You want to start saying, I am there, and it's complete. Now, what is it that we want to bring into completion?
I want to bring my child into completion. I'm ready to be a mother. I know I would be a good mother, and I want to give birth to a healthy child.
Awesome. Do you have a mate to help you?
No. Remember, we did the private. I've been doing IVF solo, had some setbacks, took a step away to recalibrate, and I'm in a new cycle. And I don't want to approach it with the fear or memories of, you know, previous failed cycles. So I need what I would like, what else can I do to continue to be in my knowing and like
Well, I can
healing.
Tell you what I did when six specialists told me I'd never have a baby. Thanks for sharing. God and I have a different plan. And I just kept seeing that baby. And loving that baby, I'm telling you, I loved my daughter into existence before she was. She was to me. I had totally created her within my beingness and my psyche. And then that soul out there went, well, hell, I'm a match to that. I'm going. I'm telling you. So do you want to find a mate to have a child with, or do you want to just have a baby on your own? Either one's fine, but you have to be clear.
I want both.
Or you can't have both. You can't have a child with a mate and a child on your own. So you're
open,
what you're saying. You're open
yes.
to any way it happens. Okay.
Yes.
Then if you add the issue of the mate on with that, you better frickin' be very clear about what you want in a mate.
So, Dee, that is where I think let me use the right words. That is the part where I feel the most resistance. And it goes back to what you said on the genetics call. I only ask if I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, it's
okay.
Hard for me to see.
Okay. Yeah. So, again, you're going to create the mate exactly the way you created the baby, or money, or working at home, or anything else. You're going to create it within you first. So you write down all the attributes you want in this mate and in the relationship, and you go to your love place and you feel into that. And you just love him. Love him before you know who he is.
I can do that.
And love that baby. And tell the universe, you know what? I'm open to this baby coming to me any way it comes to me. And I would love to create this mate also, who would love to have a baby.
Thank you.
And just love it. Love it until you can't love it anymore. It will show up. I promise you. Guys, again, you just don't realize how powerful this force of love is and how it brings you into alignment with everything that you want. So this is the season of love. Let's really explore it and live it and be it to create the desires of our heart. All right, you got it, Tammy?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Wow, again, what a show. I know we say this every week, but what a show. Woo! All right, so we're going to live in love. We're going to go to our love place. We're going to love whatever we want into existence, knowing that it's already created within us. We're going to send that signal out, and we're going to say, come on, universe, create this with me. We're going to give and give and give, and yeah. And then you'll receive and receive and receive. Let's say it together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.